A very, very good morning to you all. It is May 23rd, 2012. The time is 6:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. A Wednesday morning, I'm getting my day started. I'm out here on the back porch with a cup of coffee, taking in the so-called ambient noise of the birds mixed in with the cars that are passing by out in front of the house here. It's a cool morning. We got some overcast. The back lawn is looking nice after mowing it. But it's a pleasant place to sit and to look out and to think about things. And the porches in general, to me, are a symbol of, there's a spot where you communicate, because I live in a community. When the nice weather starts hitting, and especially during the summer, everybody sits out on their porches there during the summer months. And if you're visiting your neighbor, you're usually communicating with them out on the porch. So it's sort of, I guess I like doing the audio booths here, because it's sort of I'm sitting on my porch and I'm communicating to you all out there in audio booth. So it's part of the communication process. Such was the case yesterday, where I am still very, very upbeat. I guess I'm almost on a sugar fix of just being able to be a participant. I guess yesterday in a few Google Hangouts that Topgold hosted yesterday, and the responses that I did receive concerning just taking part and being a participant. It was very, very interesting, and it if anything represents the communication process that we are taking place now. Because this morning I find that I have a new follower on Audioboo, and that is an individual with her handle tag here on Audioboo is Boyd Jane, but her proper name is Jane Boyd. I want to say thank you, Jane, for following me. I followed you back, of course, and I liked your Audioboo, where you're talking about the social media platforms that we're all on, and how they have a tendency that we have to, it breaks down the communication barriers and the fear factor. And I was very fearful of starting to do audio booths and thinking, what am I doing this for? You know, it's why would someone want to listen to me? But evidently there are people that do want to listen to me. And I think it's not that I'm not a very knowledgeable person. It's just I observe things and I report. That's pretty much what I do in my job currently. And I did for a number of years when I was in the Air Force, in a manner of speaking, part of my job, I guess you could say. And I think it's just that we take an interest in certain people's, what they have to show. I guess they open the window, and I've said this before, that Audioboo and Twitter and now Google Plus opens that window a little bit to get to know the person. And something that Paul Omani of Omani Blog said yesterday, that through Audioboo you listen to the person's voice, and in Google Plus this case, you have a chance to see the person now too. Now, we've had platforms like Ustream and Bamboozer and stuff like that, but Google, I guess I'm just excited about Google Plus, because there's so much more there. At least in my opinion, it seems like there's so much more there. But Paul Omani said that through the voice you can almost gauge an individual's intent as far as being sincere or just BSing you, I guess. And I don't know, I guess I'm thinking about it, that people are listening to me for the fact that I'm just a regular guy that has a regular story, and people are interested in what I have to say, I guess, in an aspect of just generalities, I guess. So just a few thoughts this morning as I get my day started here, and I hope you all have a good one. You be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.